Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up, it's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laugh is waiting, don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico.
Hello and happy Monday, you sons of bitches. It's me, your other boy, the international superstar, Zach Amico, happily welcoming you to the morning zoo. Why am I so happy? Because across the table from me is the definition of talent and handsome. And I won't say which is which. I'm going to say both. Because across the table from me, from the Two Goons podcast, it is Chater Anna and JJ Lieberman.
Hey, guys. How are we doing? Which one's us? This guy?
Yeah, that's
yeah,
you.
Yeah, dude. Right on. Dude, I got my hair slicked back today.
Yeah, it's a different look.
It's you ever see the Kramer where he didn't, the shower head's not working?
No.
You know what you want to
talk about. Yeah, I know exactly. Yeah.
So his hair.
You look like Jordan Peele playing you.
I love it.
Continental.
Yeah.
I wish I had that problem with the hair.
Yeah. I can't thank you guys enough for being here. You know, I love you guys very, very much, and I respect the shit out of you. Let's get plugs out of the way. Boys, what do you want people to check out?
Two Goons Podcast. Yeah, check it out on all streaming platforms. For other stuff on me, go to Chater Anna, Chederena. You can go to chaterena.com for all tickets and tour dates.
Can I... I guess we could bleep it, but I have a show in L.A.
Yeah.
Anything you want, dog.
August 24th at the Comedy Store, yeah. Baby!
We're going to be doing Two Goons and Friends at the Belly Room.
We're doing it!
That's awesome, man. Yeah. Congratulations.
So August 24th. Other than that, Two Goons Podcast. All summer I'll be doing spots in New York. I think it's a bad time to tour during the summer. It's hot.
Oh, for sure.
People want to be outside, so I'm staying in the fucking city.
I think that's a good move. Thank you guys for being here. Hey, if you want to catch me online at Zach Is Not Funny, my tour dates are all up at punchup.live/Zach Amico. This Thursday I'm in Detroit with JCW Wrestling, then back in with JCW in Rutherford August the 1st in the Gathering of the Juggalos. So if you ever wanted to see me, Onyx, Tech Nine, the Cottonmouth Kings, Mushroom Head, Guar, at 3-6 Mafia, that's the ticket.
That's a pretty good lineup. Yeah.
I'm pretty pumped on it.
Yeah.
And it should be a lot of fun. And we're going to be doing wrestling like 4 different nights. And the comedy tent is going to actually be me, Big J, Lewis, and Tim Butterly.
Oh, sick.
Nice.
So we're all going up together. We're going to be partying all week. So please fucking come hang out. Give us a whoop whoop. And hey, if you like the show, go to gasdigital.com. Use the promo code ZOO, ZOO. You save a little bit of money off your subscription. You get episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored. You get access to the archives, thousands of episodes of all your favorite podcasts, as well as you get access to the live chat. And it means a lot. Thank you so much for supporting the show. And boys, we got a few fun things to talk about. Let's start with this. All right. These are all men that have to travel. Great news this week. TSA announces travelers no longer have to remove their shoes at security.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
I was waiting for the good news. No more Indians working the lines.
That's more of a Canadian problem.
I was going to say, buddy, that sounds like a luxury problem to me.
It is. They're actually really diligent. Yeah, it's very good.
Yeah.
Here it's less in control.
I was putting my shoes in the thing the other day. And I coughed like I did like that. And the lady just goes, cover your mouth.
No, that's great.
It was so diminutive. It was so fucking, it took the humanity out of me the way she yelled at me.
Dude, the New York TSA are the, like, they'll cut you so quick. And you can't do it because you can't do anything.
Yeah,
you can't.
Fine.
You can't be like, hey, don't speak to me like that. They're like, oh, not flying. Sorry.
Yep. It's
like,
well, I heard. So I actually, the one podcast that I really pay attention to on this, like, that I'm a true, like, watch it all into all the time, Dave Smith's podcast. He says that he'll, like, chirp some of these TSA.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He, like, one time, I guess his wife, someone was talking rude to his wife, and he went in on them. Because, you know, the thing is, though, I don't know my constitutional rights, so I can't tell you to fuck off, but he knows.
Oh, he knows all the book. Yeah.
Also, you're not worried. He's got a level of protection you don't.
Oh, okay.
Because he's a citizen.
Oh, true.
No,
yeah.
So here's the actual thing.
That's what I would be. I would be afraid of going to secret jail under the airport.
Right. Now, in theory, when you're living in America and you're paying taxes, you have the same rights as all Americans, but you are.
Yeah,
right.
And if ifs and nuts were candy and butts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas.
Yeah,
right?
Tell that to those to those protesters who were protesting Israel and got fucking black bagged and sent.
I want to get it right.
Yeah.
If ifs and butts were candy and nuts, that's what I was trying to get at.
It made sense.
Thank you.
But yeah, I think that's good. I think it's. I think we were the only country that still did that.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way those scanners can't just do that.
Yeah, dude, you can see my balls, dude. They're always
you can see my balls, but you can't see inside my shoe?
Exactly. Every time they're like, hey, you got something in your balls. Every time it's the balls, too. They're like, something in your balls, dude.
I do this on stage sometimes, but for me, it's all the parts of me that are wet for no reason. Like my lower back.
Yeah.
Always sets it up. They're like, sir, do you have liquid on you? And I'm like, technically, yes.
Yeah.
But I'm expelling it.
Yeah, it's spread out. It's not a condition.
You made me wait on a 5-minute line, so I'm sweating.
So here's the scary one. So I wear track pants when I fly, and when the strings are out, it sets it off. Like I made a video because one time it was straight, and they're like, we have to pat you down. Then I put it in, and it doesn't set off. So it's like the difference between putting that string inside and out is what will set the touch.
Yeah. I have a metal ankle.
You broke it.
I shattered my ankle wrestling in high school, so I'm all plates and screws.
Yeah.
And then plus the Prince Albert.
Oh,
so I'm setting it off no matter, like.
Do they ask about the Prince Albert?
Oh, and I yell it.
Really?
Yeah.
I have a genital piercing.
I have a genital piercing. And they go, all right.
No, I would say one out of every five, once they stop me, go, we're going to have to take you to a private area. And I go, no, do it here.
Really?
We can escort you to a private area for this. I'm like, nope.
No, and what, right, did they have to feel it?
Back of the hand.
Back of the hand, feel the nub of your dick, dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
crazy. And I was like, if you're doing it, you're doing it in front of everybody.
Yeah, I don't got time for this, dude.
That's the whole point of it, right?
Yeah.
That's why
I make a meal of it.
You still get in the ring or no?
No, my back's too fucked up.
Really?
I'll manage. I mostly it's just commentary.
Yeah. I was saying really on the back, and then he goes too fat. And I'm
too
like, really?
Fat. Way too fat. Yeah. Yeah.
But
no,
I mean, you could, like, I mean, if you didn't have the fucked up back, you could wrestle at that. So, I mean, there's some.
Yeah. No, yeah. I see some real big boys do great shit.
Oh yeah.
But they're much more athletic than me.
Right. Who was the Papa Shango? Right. Wasn't he? Who was the WWE?
He wasn't huge. He's a big. He's like 6'6".
Okay.
But he wasn't fat. Are you thinking Yokozuna?
Yeah, Yokozuna.
Yokozuna?
Was crazy.
Yokozuna was a big boy.
Yeah.
And Yokozuna. Rikishi.
Yeah, well.
Same guy.
All
right?
Same family.
Oh. Okay.
The Rocks family.
Right. That's the right cousins.
They're all Anawahis. Yokozuna was like.
Wow.
6 hundo at a certain point. Because they sent him away to go lose weight, and he came back fatter.
Wow.
No.
That's a feat.
They said he ate, what was the thing that they said he, I don't know the term for it, but it's deep fried pig anus.
Oh,
no.
What?
And they said he would get like bags of them.
Yeah, and just.
And he would just sit on his porch and dip them in mayonnaise, and there's like a hard part you can't eat.
Yeah.
And just throw them off the deck.
Jesus, there'll just be like a pile of them, just rats going nuts feasting on those things.
They call them like tails or so. There's a word for it down south.
But they eat them like nuts,
Is it pork bung?
Yeah, I want to say maybe.
pork bung, dude.
But yeah, I mean, those Samoan boys are they're biggins.
Yes,
they're built different. They're like built, a solid human. Yeah.
The guy who played the guitar.
Yeah.
That's how. Like, I mean, he was
the guy who did Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Much bigger as Israel as a.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I can. I can't pronounce. Can you pronounce
no,
it?
No, I couldn't do it.
Who's this? Oh, his name is?
Yeah, he played ukulele.
Okay. Ukulele.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But he was probably 1,200 pounds.
Jesus Christ.
He's about 1,200 pounds.
1,200 well, pounds.
They make some real. My buddy, I got a buddy, Darkside. His real honest to God last name is Jeter. 757, yeah.
That's nuts, dude.
Jeter was, I think, 550, and he was doing moonsaults.
Wow.
What's a moonsault?
Backwards flip off the top.
Jesus Christ,
they
bro.
Used to do it. He was in this team called the Nigerian Nightmares. Him and another giant black guy.
Yeah.
And they used to do a move called the Dumbo Drop.
Yeah.
Where they would one would get on the top, and the other would suplex him onto the other guy.
Oh, wow. Jesus.
And I watched a couple people take it, and then everyone was like, we're never doing that again.
Yeah, we're not taking this. Because there has to be, it's like, what's this fucking, our famous Canadian wrestler who went insane? Benoit.
Benoit, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Benoit. Like, you need a move that isn't going to make you, like, so damaged. Like, having, like, a... Like, who has, like, a good finisher?
Kurt
like,
Angle had a crazy move, too.
Yeah, like the ankle lock.
He used to put people... So if you don't land perfectly, you're fucked.
Kurt Angle was also out of his fucking mind.
Was he? Yeah, dude, Perk Angle.
Perk Angle, baby.
Yeah.
Dude, did you ever see...
He wants to be called... he doesn't like that.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't want to be called Perk. Yeah, it makes him sad.
Oh, he had a new, like, name for it that was, like... Fuck, it was similar, but that's what he wants to be called.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's not what you were hooked on at the time.
No,
buddy.
Dude. Yeah, yeah.
Do you ever think, like, people, especially, like, kids, like, you're like, this is what's, I mean, in pursuit of success, you're like, you're probably going to, one, not make it, and you're going to be fucked for the rest of your life. And kids are like, okay.
Yeah. Well, there's always, it's the dream, dude. I mean, look at the NFL. It's like these guys, it's like, you're probably going to get a really serious brain disease that is incurable and you could kill your family.
Yeah, I was going to say, isn't the statistic like playing in the NFL is like getting in so many car accidents a year?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, the trauma on your spine and your brain, they say it's the equivalent, I think, of like 40 not like fender benders.
Wow.
Like real car crashes a year.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they do have an end racism in the end zone. So.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear that thing with Shannon? Can you find this? It's Jamie Foxx on live, and Jerry Jones is sitting next to him. And Jerry Jones is talking about the players like an old slave trader.
No.
Yeah, he's like, his head is fucking like 85 inches wide. It's cock 7 inches long.
No, really?
Dude, it's fucking
And what's Jamie Foxx
Jamie
doing?
Foxx like looks at him and then ends the live immediately, dude.
We got here ourselves a fine specimen of a young man.
Yeah.
Dude. 6'7", 19 head of children. We farming them, 14 baby mama, 19 children. We farming them out young.
Yeah.
We got them all in the program.
Jerry Jones, I read his autobiography via audio.
Nice.
It's an amazing story.
Oh, yeah?
Dude. Oh, yeah. Well, because he was just like, I think at first he had a couple companies fail, and then he just went into the oil route and just started building,
yeah.
buying, and just became a gazillion, like, just was like fucking steel balls.
Yeah, you gotta be able to fucking go nuts if you're going to go into the oil industry. That's for sure, dude.
But, and then it's just the fucking, the casualties.
With the casualties.
With the idea of like, oh, yeah, I'm going to hire people that are going
to
die.
Oh, know? Yeah. Like, you need to not give a fuck.
I mean,
dude.
Oil and NFL. Yeah, people do the oil fields, same as like NFL players. It's you make a lot of money.
You're going to make a shitload of money.
Yeah.
Some of your friends are going to die.
Yeah.
If you don't, someone you work with will be, and it's not going to be a fucking heart attack.
No. It's going to be like one of those grainy factory videos where a Chinese worker gets like sucked into some sort of hydraulic press.
Shannon, what was the name of the doc?
Chase sharing in his group chat.
Shannon, what was the doc I just sent you? Southern Fried Justice?
Hold on. Let me find that text message.
There's something on Netflix right now, and it's guy was oil rigger. It was one of the big explosions.
Southern Fried Lies.
Southern Fried Lies. Thank you.
Is it amazing?
He lives in a town of nothing. He's already like the most rich guy in town just from doing that.
Yeah.
Is running towards the accident, slips and falls, and breaks his hip.
Okay. Ooh.
Gets, I think, a cool $2 million.
Yeah. Oh.
Right? Now he's the richest guy in town.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy, did he get done dead quick.
Oh, what, they killed him?
So he leaves his wife for another chick.
Mm-hmm. Which you do when you get $2 million.
And then he dies in a car wreck.
Mm-hmm.
Going on his regular route home, drives across 6 lanes, crashes into a tree, and dies.
Jesus.
What do you think the story? Or do you know the story? So it's worth.
That's the doc.
Okay, so it's worth watching.
This is the one tidbit that to me made me go, I got to watch this.
Can you send that to me?
Yeah. It's on Netflix.
Well, I immediately. So I don't ever bother Amico and DMs. A lot of people I bother. But a lot of DMs are getting
sent. I'm the only person with fat tits that he doesn't fucking see.
and half a fag too.
Yeah.
But when I was flying home from LA, I watched that one movie and I immediately messaged you.
What was it?
Late Night
with the Devil, yeah.
And I immediately messaged you and I'm like, this is amazing.
It was fucking great.
And then you vindicated my movie. My movie, I don't know what you would call it, review, and said you watched it twice.
Yeah, I did. I loved it. Hey, guys, real quick. Today's episode is brought to you by our friends at Small Batch Cigar. Simple, fast, small batch. Hey, when you have people over, there's nothing like having a nice glass of wine, a whiskey, some fine Italian cheeses. Well, one of the great things you can offer somebody is a cigar. And Small Batch Cigar is one of the best places in the world to shop for those. They have free shipping on every order, and almost every order arrives within 2 to 3 days within the continental United States. They have the most thorough packaging in the industry, and the Bovita pack is included with every purchase, so you're getting your cigars super, super fresh. They have an amazing selection of rare, limited, and hard-to-find cigars, and you earn 5% rewards points instantly. All you're going to want to do is go to smallbatchcigar.com today, and what most people do is they click the new button to see what's floating around. And you use our discount code today, GAS10, you're going to get 10% off, plus those 5% rewards points. So check out smallbatchcigar.com today. Use that promo code, GAS10, for 10% off, and let them know we sent you. Thank you so much, and let's get back into the program. The guy dies, leaves everything to the girlfriend.
Oh, really?
Right? Yeah. Everything.
Yeah. How long
nothing
were they
to
dating
his
for?
Kid. 2 years.
Wow.
And nothing to the kids.
Wow.
Right? And he's got, like, adult children.
Yeah.
So, his mother-in-law is, like, the woman about town who everyone knows is, like, this fucking lady that has her fucking fingers and everything.
Really?
They date his will. They go to the will. They found out they made his will on a copy and paste website, and it's dated 6 days after his death.
Wow.
Okay. That's good. Where it's like, all right. Yeah.
The second they give you that, and it's just like every lady in it looks like the Far Side cartoons.
I don't know what the Far Side is.
It was like an old comic strip of like old ladies with big bouffant hair.
Oh, okay. Well, it is amazing when you see like No Country for Old Men, like that kind of mother, you know, just fucking nosy, telling everyone everything.
Yeah.
The daughter
who got the money was smart. She won't be on camera in it.
Really?
So she knows. So basically, and there's like a web of shit. So like the guy that he worked with winds up dead. The coroner.
Wow.
Is like, they have him cremated immediately.
Yeah.
And they find out the coroner's like on the fucking tell. And oh, it's
great. He's on it. So what do you think? I always watch, when I watch these documentaries, I always think, what is the benefit for someone to get on and kind of like spill the bean? You know what I mean? Like, what is it for them? Is it because they're like, oh, this is going to be a Netflix doc set? And like inherently everyone just wants to be a fame whore kind of thing? Or is it something like, do you think these documentaries, they give them a lot of money? But like, also, how much money do these docs have?
They could pay them, but also there's like, if you haven't done anything wrong and you have nothing to lose.
No, but some of these people are, I mean, like when they have like these crazy.
Like if someone came to you, like you have the Luca Mignotta thing.
Yeah.
If someone came to you and was like, hey, you knew Luca Mignotta, like could we interview for a documentary? Right. You'd probably be like, yeah, sure.
But
yeah.
How about this one? The one where the Gilbert Arenas documentary. Did you see that?
No.
The two players that had a gun.
He pulled out the gun in the change room, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But the other guy, I'm like, he went to jail. His life was ruined. Maybe he just wants to tell a story kind of thing.
My guess for why anyone would do those, other than because the money's not going to be phenomenal.
It can't be.
Narcissism.
Yeah.
It's because they're so convinced. I think they convinced themselves they did nothing wrong.
Right.
Or that they're so smart that they can sit on camera and not get caught.
Yeah, and that, or that they this like this,
or that they feel
everyone.
So wronged.
Yeah,
that they like Tiger King, all that shit.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
Doc Antle just went back to fuck. Doc Antle's in fucking jail again for trafficking.
Who's Doc Antle?
The other rival.
Oh,
Tigerman.
Yeah. Who was like apparently had the on-site crematorium and shit like that, which is crazy.
Well, the first big one was about the father and the son. I thought the first big one Netflix kind of did was about the father and son, where the person went. They killed the person.
I love Jody.
Is
that one right?
I forget what it was. Like the kid was like. Really retarded.
Making a murderer.
Making a murderer.
Yeah, I love Jody.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that to Jody.
I didn't watch Making a Murderer. That was the first.
That was the, like, if I can recall correctly on Netflix, that was so big.
It was such a fucking fuck show. The way they fucked us on that.
Really?
The shit they didn't include.
Is that what it was?
Oh, yeah. It's so bad. His blood was on everything.
Really?
Now, there was a hole in a vial of his blood at the police station. It looked like somebody took a needle to it. But there was a lot of... And the fuck job on that was the fucking poor retarded kid.
They fucked him.
They interview him without a lawyer, without his parents.
Yeah.
He's a fucking momo and a half.
Yeah.
Well, what's so
and
funny...
And they're leading him. They're like... They want him to say, we shot her in the head.
Yeah.
So they're going, did anything happen to her? And he's like, I don't know.
Yeah, right.
And what happened to, did anything happen to her head? And he just goes, we cut her hair. And they're like, no, what else could you do to a head?
Yeah.
Like, he's just, they're, he's got, and then he goes, am I going to get out for WrestleMania?
Oh, no.
Is he in jail still?
Oh, yeah.
So, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
There's 5 to 10 million people that stupid in America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You said, by the way, it's like you were going to say like this very inquisitive fact. By the way, there's 5 to 10 million people.
Maybe and more.
So here's what I think that is. It's communities that discourage going outside to breed.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you think it's crossbreeding?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
I mean, so there's been a lot of studies that show that inbreeding leads to a certain number of things, which is fanaticism.
Yeah.
Quick to anger. Mm-hmm. Emotional control issues. And then, like, being willing to, like, go to war.
Fuck, my parents are related.
So if you take the, let's say, certain Middle Eastern communities... Mm-hmm. Who insist you kind of keep it
cousin
in the community, keep it
so
cousins.
Yeah.
That's why we've got all these radicals. If you look at our friends with tiny hats.
Whoa.
Tiny hats. Oh, tiny hats, yeah.
Our friends with tiny hats are the chosen people.
Yeah.
Also, pretty much encourage stick within it, but they're running out.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever seen, if you've driven around Brooklyn and you turn out of the hood and then you're in one of those neighborhoods. They don't look well.
No.
Well, you want to know what
they look,
but their diets are fucked too. You're just eating like smoked salmon and cream cheese.
They have these big heads and these what they
pale.
So
like
they
gray
look, what
skin.
They look like is the British royal family
because
they're all inbred as shit. That's why they have the royal family has all these weird diseases.
Yeah.
That you're not supposed
really?
To get anymore. Have you seen Prince Charles's hands?
No.
Yeah, they're all
Shannon,
like
look
huge,
up Prince Charles's hands.
So. Yeah. Go back to the Jew topic.
Mm-hmm.
So I live in Williamsburg, Bushwick. Oh, my God. Yeah. No, fuck.
He'll be doing shit, and he'll literally, there'll be like a paperweight on something he's supposed to sign, and he'll go to an assistant because he can't pick it up.
Yeah.
Is that from a diet?
No, that's a it's an inbreed. He's got a disease that specifically inbred people get.
Ooh. I have a little thing on my thumb from writing. I always get nervous of people, like when I'm on stage.
What, like a callus?
Yeah,
a
callus.
Yeah,
I can't. Yeah, I know. But so back to the Jews.
I love that he's on stage screaming about jerking off on women, and he's like, "I hope nobody notices the weird thing on my thumb
and licking come off their tits from another guy."
Yeah. He's like, "You ever fucking had a cock down your throat with holding a pair of double D's? Why would you get steak and lobster? We get surf and turf for the same price." Talk about fucking trans chicks, and he's like, "But my thumb is a weird bump."
That's what they're judging me for. Yeah. But so sometimes you go, you never live in Bushwick, so you
no,
won't.
No.
So when I would go, when Williamsburg Comedy Club used to be open, sometimes it'd be like 1:30 in the morning and I'd Uber back, right? And you go through the very, very religious areas, and at 1:30
and they're out. It's like the birds. They're perched on shit.
Or some people might say the bats.
Yes.
Yes. Depending who you ask.
Yes.
Out at night. But like kids and partying.
Yeah.
Like you're talking about like families with the kids. They're all dressed up.
They do things on their own schedule in a
weird way.
Weird
way, yes.
Like where they're like, hey, you're not like the tunnels. Mm-hmm. You're like, you're not allowed to do this. And they're like, they're just like,
I was rewatching footage of the tunnels this morning. Somebody posted it. And it was them like fighting the cops and like trying to almost throw the pews in the synagogue. I'm like, where's the fire hose for like,
yeah, dude. Fire
if any other group of people pulled that, if it was fucking liberals fucking doing a Trump thing,
if it
was fucking black people, it was Spanish people, they would have dogs, they'd be tasing them. Why are we not?
You know what I think it is because when you see them, like anytime I see, because I watched a video the other day where there was a bunch of them harassing this woman, this cop had to come help her, and when you see Jews, you don't think physical threat. Ever.
No.
They're so like name one like
ultimate
Jewish
lack of motor skills.
Yeah, they're like, you like when you get together, you're kind of like,
it's Goldberg and he just retired.
That's it. It's like there's not a lot of like Jews you're like that are physical threats. So I think that's why you're like, we'll deal with this like just hand to hand, I guess.
Took so much pride playing baseball for as long as I did.
Yeah.
In that fact.
Yeah.
That everyone was around, like, you know, they're
Hey guys, today's episode is brought to you by our good friends at Yo Kratom, home of the $60 kilo. Guys, stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, and gas stations and getting a little bit of Kratom at a time when you get a whole kilo delivered right to your door. For just $60, there's no better deal in the world of Kratom. That's why there's no promo code. If you don't use Kratom, don't start on my account, but they are the best. They are the marquee sponsor of everything we do here at Gas. And they have the best strains and the best customer service. So one more time, guys, that's yokratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. All right, back to the show. My dad loves cheesy jokes. That's where I get it from.
Mm-hmm.
And he always used to have, like, a bunch of sayings. Like, you know, one would be like, that's shorter than the the book of Pakistani beauty queens. And one of the others was, that's shorter than the book of famous Jewish athletes.
Yeah, yeah.
But my mom's side of the family is so devoid of humor that they treat everything like it's a serious statement.
Yeah.
And I remember once my dad, he was like, that's shorter than the book of Jewish athletes. And my grandma just goes, Mark Spitz was a Jew. She just named one. And she's like, well, obviously, thank you.
Yeah.
Really, fuck, thank you.
They had one.
Very few.
Well, while we're talking about stereotypes and fun, Carnival Cruise Line refutes reports about various new rule changes. Have you guys heard about?
No, what's this?
So Carnival Cruise has kind of developed a reputation as being very chaotically black.
Okay.
Oh, right, really? Nice.
Like real?
Yeah.
Real black. And supposedly
Gary Owen does all the comedy nights.
Yeah. Supposedly, quietly, they have been instilling rules
to make it less black,
to make it more quiet.
To change their image and to maybe quell because there's been violence issues. There's a lot of on-deck fights. A lot of fights in the terminal coming back.
Wonderful. Yeah.
And so supposedly they have, the rumor being that they were slowly getting all the hip-hop music away from the deck.
Yeah.
They were banning speakers.
Oh, like you couldn't bring your own speaker.
You can't bring your own speaker.
People were bringing their own speakers on board a cruise ship.
That's playing music already.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Like you're in the New York train where some guy just has like a fucking thing hanging.
Dude, I was hanging out with Andrew Packer. This dude walked by. He had a wife beater on, shorts, and he was just holding one of those portable speakers. Mm-hmm. And Andrew just went, "That's all you brought? That's all you just left the house with the speaker, dude? Maybe he has a phone in his pocket."
And then I think the other was they banned the clacker fans.
Okay, yeah.
So I guess there's, and please forgive my ignorance, I guess there is a very popular song that suggests you take out these fan clacker things.
Yeah.
They have banned those from dance floors.
Okay.
No, that's
and now they are enforcing, if you buy the alcohol included package, excuse me, a 15 drink maximum per day.
15 maximum per day.
Max per day, 15 drinks.
I think in terms of like drinks, I wouldn't want to be in a, like even the all inclusives, whatever, I wouldn't want to be in a place where people are going crazy.
No, but
not
it's
if
like,
you're spending big money.
No, not if you're spending big money. But also a cruise is a trashy event.
Yeah.
It is
at its very best. Pretty trashy.
Well, that's why I was going to ask you. I don't know why I asked these questions to Miko, like he's the authority on the answer. I'm like, why, what was the first time? But why do you think old people are lured into the cruise? You just think it's like people are just...
Because it's a vacation where you don't have to get up.
Right. You just want
to... You can eat all fucking day.
And I heard the food, in terms of like trashy food, midnight buffets is amazing.
Non-stop? No, it's not.
Depends.
Amazing.
Not
I think
good.
It depends on the line. No, but it's unlimited.
Unlimited, right. That's what I mean. Like
it's troughs of shit.
Yeah. Troughs of shit, yeah.
When I did the heavy metal cruise, the first text I got from Big J was, "Meet me at Guy Fieri's burger stand." And it was just Big J standing in front of a giant silhouette of Guy Fieri. And it looked like a Pokemon evolution.
Yeah.
And the burgers weren't good.
No, because they have to burn the shit out. You can't.
Right.
Because they're afraid of
anyone
people.
Gets sick.
Then the whole boat, like, if somebody gets, like, diarrhea on the boat, the whole boat gets diarrhea. Yeah. So they cook the shit out of everything.
Yeah. Right.
But if you're a piece of garbage like me and want to eat breakfast like an animal and go to a shitty breakfast buffet, yes, you're in heaven.
Yeah, it goes nonstop. And it's like a big part of it is like you can get picked up like in fucking someplace in Texas or something like that. Like you get picked and then
the weird ports. Yeah,
they do ones that go to the Caribbean out of New York.
Yeah.
They have ones that come out of Brooklyn.
A big one's Miami.
Yeah.
Miami, and then it is a funny thing because I was staying in Playa del, you know this, the Cozumel
is
the big port where they come in. But tons. You literally, you're like, I'm going to Mexico. And you're like, no, you're not. You're going to some fucking shitty city for a day.
Yeah,
right?
That's the thing is they sit on the boat the entire time. They get off for like 6 hours and then they jump right back on.
It's the drunkest I've ever seen human being.
Really?
Like, dude, there's a guy, he had to have, it might have been a 120-ounce jug. And if it wasn't all liquor, it had to be mostly liquor.
Yeah.
And he got so drunk on the beach one day. He was completely red. He was the most burnt man I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And he couldn't get out of the sand. He was so drunk.
No. That's
and he
cool.
just put his hand on me and he went, "Help." And I had to go get a medic. So they send three medics. They stretcher him out. I saw that guy walk back on the boat with his drink.
Yeah. He's like, "I'm not stopping. Are you crazy?"
They put fluids in him, gave him the jug back.
Yeah.
And said, "All right, keep it going."
Yeah.
It's weird how people like vacation.
Yeah.
Like, because to me, a vacation is like what you've done. You know, you go to Greece or you go to Berlin and you go somewhere, you know.
You
and
go check some stuff out. You relax a little bit, but you explore.
Sure, right.
Yeah, you have a good time. Yeah.
Maybe you have a day where you're whatever, but it is like, I can go to these different restaurants and stuff like that. But
here's the thing, casino.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
So now it's a whole new level of garbage.
Yeah.
Shannon, can you look up any of this, the people complaining about Carnegie? There's a few videos of black ladies.
Just fucking
furious.
Dude.
They don't be playing on music. We got to hear this corny ass white people music.
Oh, really?
I ain't never doing Carnival again. They ain't never getting my money.
And Carnival's like, thank God.
Carnival's like, oh, from your lips to God's ears.
To Carnival's bank accounts.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then there's other black people being like, see, this is why we can't do that.
Really?
And then the like Bill Cosby side. They're like, see, yeah. This is what happens when you act a fool.
Yeah.
Can you just look up Carnival Cruise? Here we go. Yes.
Cruise line does not like black people, and they don't want black people taking their cruises, okay? It started off with the speakers telling people that they can't bring speakers no more. Why would you not want people to be able to bring speakers and listen to their own music? Anyway, now Carnival has banned rap music on their cruises. Now, I've been seeing little posts here and there the last couple of days that Carnival is not playing rap music in the clubs no more. But this morning, I actually saw a video of somebody in the club. There was nobody.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Can you just look up Carnival Cruise fight?
Yes.
And let's take a. It could be anybody.
Also,
Don't put black fight.
Yeah.
Just put fight.
Yeah.
And let's take a gander.
What's going on?
What's going on these Carnival cruises?
It's so crazy to go on a cruise and be like, it sucks. It's like, yeah, it sucks, dude.
Well, yeah,
it's
learn.
Supposed to suck, dog.
From sailing with Carnival Cruise Line after getting into a fight. The video from Saturday appears to show a group of people, you see them here shoving each other while disembarking a ship inside of a terminal in Galveston.
Oh my God, he's getting boot-fucked.
You can see people being pushed to the ground. In a statement to NBC News, Carnival says this happened in an area under the authority of U.S. Customs and Border Patrol and has been turned over to law enforcement.
Yeah, dude, this happened under the authority of U.S. Customs and Border Patrol.
Do you have another one already?
Yes.
More?
Yes. Oh my God.
the one old, white couple's yeah, like, get me out of here.
The old white ladies are like, my love.
He picked her up. Oh my God. Just picked up this girl.
And just took her. He's like, get the fuck out of here.
Come on. Well.
Yeah.
Could you imagine being on vacation?
And being like, on a cruise ship like that.
And people are just, I'd be like, take me home.
The funniest thing is the lady goes, why can't we have our own speakers? They're playing music.
Yeah, exactly. You're just going to blare your own music where
it's
like.
It's so crazy. Yeah. The entitlement.
Yeah. Just like, we're supposed to be able to do that. Yeah. It's like, what the fuck? Dude?
Like, it's not the beach, lady.
Yeah.
How much are cruises? Like couple
Carnival.
Times?
So they do long ones and short ones. There's ones that are like 5 days.
Yeah.
And those I think are the shorter, like 4 or 5 days. And I think you can knock those out for a couple grand.
Wow.
Okay.
Maybe even less.
Yeah.
The ones that are like 11, 12 days, those start to get pricey.
That seems like a horrific thing to be on a boat for 12 fucking days.
12 days, and also there's not a fucking ounce of nutrients on there. Everything you're eating is absolute garbage. Everything you're drinking, the water quality shit.
Yeah.
Dude, my bowels would be unruly.
Yeah,
dude.
I'd be
diarrheaing the fuck out of that place.
I get sun poisoning.
Oh shit.
And that gives me the hurgly gurglies.
Oh yeah. So then you're just shitting like crazy sunburnt and stuff. Sunburnt diarrhea.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I could cover myself in fucking
sunscreen
and I just fucking burn up.
Yeah, I know.
I ain't made for it.
Yeah, no, I hate
That's brutal.
The last cruise I went on, I brought a big book.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm gonna read this book on the thing. The amount of people that were like, what's that for?
Oh yeah.
And I'm like, I'm sitting on the fucking deck reading a book, like
yeah.
I don't know. This what I think I'm supposed to do here.
Yeah, it's like, aren't you gonna get drunk all day? It's like, dude. The problem with being on the cruise is like being confined. It's like I can't leave anywhere but this fucking shitty boat. It's like I wanna go, like when you travel somewhere, you wanna be like, I wanna go to this place, I wanna go check out this, I wanna go to some random
spot.
Yeah,
they let you off, but it's just a fucking
There's also no grass.
No. There's no vegetation at all.
Hey guys, real quick, you ever wake up in the morning and just feel soft, like your coffee's warming your hands, but not doing a damn thing for your balls or your brain? Well, that's why they created Body Brain Coffee. It's not just coffee. It's coffee with purpose, specifically testosterone. Packed with clinically based ingredients, this isn't your girlfriend's oat milk latte. This is for men who want to get their edge back in the gym, the boardroom, and yeah, in the bedroom too. And it's not just about testosterone. Body Brain is also built to dial in your focus, clarity, and mood thanks to lion's mane, ashwagandha, and L-theanine. So while your basic brew is going to give you the jitters and a crash, Body Brain Coffee is helping you stay sharp, calm, and locked in, all while supporting your natural tea levels. So if you're serious about your energy, your mindset, and your masculinity, it starts with what you put in your cup. You can save 15% today with the promo code ZOO15 at BodyBrainCoffee.com. That's Z-O-O-1-5 at BodyBrainCoffee.com. BodyBrainCoffee.com. Power your day. Fuel your drive. Let's get back into the program.
Yeah, this seems off.
I actually wanted to, I forgot, there was a story I wanted to briefly tell you guys when we were talking about the airport and not being a citizen. Mm. Have I told you about my buddy who's banned from America for 10 years?
No, what happened?
So I got a buddy who I've been working with for years, one of our close friends, who's at my wedding.
Yeah.
He was supposed to visit us probably about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And we're all supposed to go out for dinner. Never shows up. He's visiting from, if I don't want to say the country, but a foreign country. Mm-hmm. European country, and he calls us all the next day, or he calls his the guy that he was going to stay with. I'm so sorry, I'm on a plane back to blah blah blah.
Mm-hmm.
I got taken off the plane and handcuffed, and put in a secret jail underneath. I don't know which the airports, but one of the New York airports.
Jesus Christ!
So it turned out. So my buddy's a big 4chan kind of weirdo.
Yeah.
Oh.
And he apparently had lunch with a gentleman who he had met on 4chan like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And that man was then arrested for plotting a domestic terrorist attack.
No.
And my buddy was in his contacts.
Oh, shit.
So he triggered something. They flagged him.
Yeah.
Took him off the plane. Because the guy got arrested, posted bail, and has been on the lam. Then they don't know where this guy is.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
yeah. So you're flying in and they think, oh,
so
you're
going to be... they're searching for this guy.
Yeah.
He beat the system.
Yeah.
So good for him. They stick my buddy in a prison. He's already a nervous Nelly and, let's say, a little spectrum-y. One of my friends, figure. Yeah. And they grill, you know, when's the last time you saw him? What's the last contact he had? Do you have a new phone number for him? And he goes, yeah. I haven't seen him in, you know, 10 years.
Yeah.
Go, all right. Obviously, you don't know anything. So then we're like, so what happened? They let you go. He's like, well, then they asked to see my phone. I go, and? He goes, well, I like to save historical pictures. I was like, what's historical pictures? He's like, you know, memes and funny stuff and Hitler. Facts about the Holocaust.
Oh, man.
Facts and quotations.
Yeah. So his memery. Had him, he got 10, they took his, told him 10 years.
10
for
years.
The memes.
Yeah, he had some rough stuff, I think.
Oh. Yeah, dude, if you got pro-Hitler memory type shit in there.
Do you think they get mad at dick pics if you're a foreigner with dick pics?
No, no.
Dude, they don't, dude, we're talking about Hitler versus your cock, what's done more damage to society? Close.
Yeah. but this poor asshole, and I mean, he said, no, call a lawyer, no fucking make a phone call. He was under the airport.
Yeah.
And like, gone.
Gone, well, yeah.
They could have killed him down there. Yeah, we would have never known.
Yeah. Well, border patrol is not, your rights are not the same rights as rights versus like any other authority.
That's why they're putting him in cages and shit. You ain't got no fucking rights.
The border patrol has a specific like
new set of laws that they don't tell everyone
else
about.
No, it is.
About.
Yeah, it is. It's fucked up. They can go through your phone. They can do everything. They don't.
Well, didn't the guy just get I can't remember. A guy just got sent back to whatever country he was from because he had a J.D. Vance meme.
What?
On his phone. It was Vance is like a Cabbage Patch Kid.
Yeah. They sent him back for
that? They said it was like anti-America or something.
What the?
Shannon, can you look up? I'm sure I'm doing a very bad job of explaining whatever happened. But basically, a guy got pulled off and they went through his phone. And they said it was anti-American. And the one thing they said that it was that he was making fun of J.D. Vance.
It says a Norwegian tourist said he was denied entry into the U.S. after immigration agents took issue with a meme of Vice President J.D. Vance on his phone. U.S. Homeland Security officials say, though, that he was turned away for admitting to drug use.
All right. That makes much more sense.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, I don't know, like, you see, it's like, oh, it was a meme. It's like, but what else? What was the, you know?
What are both sides?
Yeah, what are the both sides? You know, the guy could have been tweaking at the, you know.
Shannon, give us one more Carnival Cruise fight. Let's take a wild guess.
Yeah. Here.
Oh, wait.
Was this interracial?
Could be. Anything good? Oh, wow.
Oh, blindsided an old man.
Wow, look at that. Diversity. Oh, also, yeah, dude, it's so hard to stay upright.
It's just swaying.
Yeah, people take headers the whole time.
Yeah, this is...
Yeah, I don't know why people want to jump into fights. What is that?
I don't know. I've always been more of a spectator. Clear the lounge, please.
Yeah, and these poor assholes that work on this boat, they're
on
there
just walking by. Do they have, like, no cops on these boats either?
They have security, but, I mean, they can't be everywhere.
Right. Yeah. But also, too, like, the security is not security.
No, and you have 4,000 people.
Yeah. You have 4,000. No, they're not, like, they do not have giant black dudes as
they
should.
Yeah, right. That's right. Yeah, right.
No, they have, like, Filipino dudes.
Right.
Yeah, who are like, no, you can't do that here.
Yeah. All right, let's keep it moving. Elmo hacked on X.
Yes.
Shannon, what did Elmo have to say?
Elmo says all the... Oh, my God.
Well, first, let's go back.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Elmo's got a
kill
mouth on him.
Kill all Jews. Release the files, real Donald Trump child fucker.
Yeah, dude. Dude, yeah.
Well, okay, I think we're really doing this a disservice.
What?
All Jews should die. Fuck Jews. Donald Trump is Netanyahu's puppet because he is in the Epstein files. Jews control the world and need to be exterminated.
Holy.
That's great.
Yeah.
Dude, the non-release of the files is crazy, dude. That's the hottest shit ever. That's the one, Kate. That's the one conspiracy theory. Like, some people are like, 9/11's an inside job. Is it not? Blah, blah, blah. There's a who killed Kennedy. There's a lot where that's like a little smoky, where people take either sides. I feel like fucking Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. Everyone is aligned on this one. No one's like, at least the only thing I've seen is like some people who are like super up Trump's asshole and like full all about like releasing the files, that now that it got flipped the other way, there's this one dude who's tweeting like, oh, the Dems are shaking in their boots because the files are going to get released. And now that it got flipped, he's like, I'm just glad this is over so we can stop talking about it. It's like, yo, dude.
It is like, it felt like almost part of the campaign.
Yeah, oh, huge part of it. It's
oh, we're gonna see Kennedy, like, we're gonna find out what happened.
Yes.
Kennedy. I thought this motherfucker was gonna show up. I really did. And be like, this is who really killed Kennedy.
Yeah.
This is the Epstein files. Also, there's aliens.
Yeah.
And I know them.
And I know, dude,
alien stuff is just, that's crazy. Like, when you hear the guys on Rogan talk about it, that stuff.
The alien. Oh, he has that one dude who comes on and talks about the gravity reactor. Mm-hmm. I love that shit. I watched that documentary. It's so, and the fucking FBI raids his house after he, like, talks about element, it's like element 115 or something like that, that you need to run these gravity reactors. He's like, we tried to rebuild it with nuclear energy, but it's just impossible.
Yeah, yeah.
But isn't there, there's people on the dark web already posting the Epstein client list.
What?
Oh, yeah, they was going around on Twitter the other day, and it was getting deleted right away, but it was people, like, showing his address book.
Oh, no way. What?
And people are like, Well, that's an address. That's a business's address book, but...
Dude.
Yeah, they were in. Everybody you think that was in it.
Dude. Okay, this is something me and my buddy were talking about. Who do you think is the least qualified person on the Epstein list? Like, who do you think is, like...
I mean, the funniest thing is that it's just not that Chris Tucker.
That what
there's Chris Tucker is on it, but it's a different Chris Tucker.
Oh, yeah.
But the actor Chris Tucker keeps getting lumped in with it now.
Yeah, it's like, I didn't go on the fucking plane. Dude.
I mean, I think the big one that's going to fuck up everything is Prince Andrew.
Yeah, yeah, Prince Andrew for sure. Yeah.
Because he's just fucking guilty as all fuck.
Oh, yeah. Dude, there's pictures with him and that, like, 16-year-old girl that got trafficked everywhere and told everyone what they were doing.
Like, dude, he was getting interviewed by somebody, and they go, so you went to Epstein's Island after he was arrested? And he goes, yeah, well, I had to go tell him that we can't be friends anymore.
Yeah, in person.
And they go, but then you were the guest of honor at a dinner at his compound that night. He goes, well, we had dinner, yes. Uh-huh. And they go, right. But you were the guest of honor. He's like, well, I can't control that. I mean,
I can't control me.
And then I go, what did you do that? Because I told him under no, you know, excruciating circumstances that we are not to be associated anymore. And I will no longer be visiting. And they're like, and then you stayed another 3 days.
Yeah.
And he goes, well, yeah, I mean, it's the nicest place to stay in the area. I'm not going to leave. Like,
he really said that?
Oh, yeah, dude, this guy is dead to rights. The worst part about it is how stupid they think we are.
Yeah.
That it's like, they're like, we're going to release the files. Then they go, there are no files. And then Trump's going like, it was Obama. Obama made up the files. Like, bro, he's fucking three presidents ago, you son of a bitch.
And people, like, it said they had it on their desk.
Yeah, yeah. Dude.
Like, high-powered people have been like, I have it.
It's crazy how this is, like, being, like, the biggest Streisand effect ever. It's, like, so much, like, so many people are talking about it because, like, if he just never, like, brought it up through his whole campaign, and then at the end of the campaign, he was like, the Dems wouldn't let me, like, dude, there's powers that you couldn't understand, and then just left it. Dude, but now Alex Jones is, like, puking and crying. Yeah, dude.
I mean, it's gonna be. I bet there's people we don't even fucking see coming on it, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Who do you think's the least expected person? Like the person who's like, my dad got me on the Epstein's list.
Oh no, I was gonna say like somebody who's just beloved.
Yeah,
like an Al Roker.
Oh no,
you know what I mean? Somebody that's never had a scan. I mean, Hawking was pretty wild.
Yeah,
Hawking, but he loved pussy.
Hawking did love pussy. He did.
Do you think he fucked or what?
Apparently, he cheated on his wife.
No, but what was he doing? Like his dick worked.
His dick worked. So because the dick, fucking, what's his name? Jim Jefferies talks about this in his comedy special because he had a friend with the same disease. Your dick doesn't have any muscles. It's like skin that inflates.
His friend that they got the hooker.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Wasn't there supposedly a thing that he liked watching midgets solve equations on chalkboards?
That wasn't true.
That's not true, right?
So that went super viral, and then the guy who created that meme went, I thought you guys would know that this was fake, but I was sucked in. I thought that was real, too.
Yeah, no, I think he just loved, because Dana Gould's got a bit about how he got caught cheating. He's like, lest you think you're going to get away with cheating.
Yeah.
The smartest man in the world could not delete text fast enough. the act out he does, he's like, well, gentlemen, if you look at the distance of the stars, 10 o'clock.
Well, the crazy thing about that one, him cheating, like, how's he fucking, doesn't he always have someone around him?
Well, it was like his nurse or some shit like that.
Oh.
Yeah. It's like the one pussy that hangs around.
Right.
Isn't there a doc about a lady who's was fucking a guy who was like from birth like that? And she like was, she said that he loved her. Shannon, you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, this is familiar. I'm just trying to think of how to search
it. And he cheated too?
No, but the family sued her saying she raped him.
Oh.
But she said that they were in a relationship.
People are fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Like, people are crazy.
But yeah, the guy's like nonverbal. I don't think can even communicate with like. She said that he like wrote her love letters and shit.
I know what you're talking about. Yes,
but he's like fucked up.
Yeah.
But again, fucking, it's much like the teachers who sleep with their students. Ugh. I do not have to tell you the breakdown on this one.
Dude, like the Macron shit. You know Emmanuel Macron? His fucking she was, what was she? Was 40 and he was 15?
They say she's a he.
And they also say that she's a dude. Yeah, but that's Candace. That's like the Candace Owens like playbook thing. It's like, what's a Obama's a dude? If a chick is ugly enough, they go, that's a guy. That's like the fun.
If a girl has biceps, they say she's a man.
They go, yeah, the Williams sisters.
Actually, she's a man because that's just a fun that's like an easy conspiracy theory trans thing.
Leah Thompson.
There was a thing going around on the internet a little while ago that there's some sort of like really hardcore conspiracy theorists that believe that every famous person ever is a gender swap. Like Brad Pitt's a woman, Angelina Jolie's a man, all of them. And they said they talk about like these shapes on their face. There's like a triangle picture. They said Andrew Tate's a woman. There was
how low does it go? Do we get involved?
I don't know. As soon as we get like a certain level of like notoriety, once people know your
Aaron
name,
Berg was born. Aaron Berg.
they're talking about the what's it called, the Hawktua girl. They said that she was actually a guy. Yeah.
Dude, it is crazy about
her. She has a Hawktua.
Hawktua. Bonnie Blue, they did the same thing. They said that she was a dude.
The Hawktua, she was the name, like, most, like, top 100 on Time. And the fact she's just parading around, like, after the rug. Like, what is
she? Oh, no, it's crazy that she's starting to, like, pop up on, like, different people's, like, shows and stuff again. Just being like, hey, guys, I'm back. And it's like, don't you owe people millions of dollars?
Yeah.
It's like, what are you doing, dude?
Do you really feel bad? Like, if you invested in Hawktua coin.
No, people are that stupid. But also, too, like, fuck
don't
her.
You deserve kind of to be robbed?
You do kind of deserve it, but you'd think if you did the robbery, there'd be like a little bit of shame.
Like, yeah, like a little embarrassment.
Yeah. You'd be worried that people would like take legal action against you. Or there's a couple crypto dudes. There was one dude in Toronto who got kidnapped and the shit beaten out of him because he was one of those like...
And by the way, I'm all for that as well.
Yeah. But one of those like Sam Bankman-Fried guys, and he was like
New York too. There was a situation.
Yeah. Oh, the Italian dude who got kidnapped, but they were just trying to rob him.
Yeah.
But this guy, he had told people, oh, invest in this, and he lost people like millions of dollars, and so they fucking kidnapped him. They beat the shit out of him, and there's a video of him like talk to the camera, and he's like, I'm disgusted with my behavior. I'm gutted. I'm like, I will pay everyone back, and his face is like all lumped up and shit. Yeah, they beat the fuck out of him.
Well,
dude.
Yeah, I mean, you're fucking around with the wrong people.
Now, with the gender swap celebrity, is the oldest rumor of that I can think of, Jamie Lee Curtis, they said was a hermaphrodite.
Hermaphrodite.
That's supposedly that's like a Richard Gere gerbil in the butt.
That
Jamie Lee Curtis is a hermaphrodite. Dude, did you see our friends, Mersh and Royce from Revenge of the Sith, who I frequently disagree with. But goddamn, are they entertaining?
Yeah. Right.
I do not agree with them. But that's the fun thing about being an adult. I can be friends with people I don't agree with.
Absolutely.
Isn't that fun, everybody?
Yeah.
I can vehemently disagree with people and then go have a beer with them.
Yeah.
Because I'm an adult with rationality.
So nice, dude.
they posted, so Jamie Lee Curtis has two daughters now.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, people can't tell which one is trans. Shannon, can you look up the picture?
Oh, she's all in that
of
game
Jamie
too.
Lee Curtis with her two daughters.
Jamie Lee Curtis is a huge lesbian. She's like very in that world.
Is she?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Jamie Lee Curtis is a big dyke, right?
I don't know about that. I mean, those are her kids.
Yeah.
But I think she's like pretty leso right now.
Yeah, she said no one can tell which of my daughters is trans.
God.
I can. Dude, that one should walk around like the way Michael Myers came back to the bed with the sheet and the glasses. What's wrong? Can I get your ghost, Bob?
I think
she kind of looks like the Michael Myers. See, they actually took a mask of a woman and turned it inside out and spray painted it white.
Jesus Christ. Do you think, like,
how nuts do you have to be to say that publicly?
Yeah.
No one can tell.
Yeah.
It's just unnecessary attention on your. I know she's trying to be like, I'm proud mom, but.
And that's fine.
Yeah, but it's like, you're just trying. Have you not been on the internet?
Like, Liv Schreiber letting his kid be Harley Quinn for Halloween.
I didn't see this. I don't know.
Liv Schreiber's got a young trans kid.
Okay.
And their kid wanted to be Harley Quinn for Halloween. Took his fucking trans daughter out, dressed as a slutty little Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
And people are like, how could you? And I'm like, I don't know. I think he realizes his kid's got a trans kid. And fucking he's just letting them live their life.
Yeah.
He's not saying.
Yeah. Like, come on. You're setting your kid up to get fucking... Beat the fuck down, dude.
I mean, this is...
It's weird, but also not my fucking family.
Yeah, it's
dude,
you know
not
what?
My monkeys,
it's
not my circus, dude.
Yeah, not my fucking family, man. Let your kids live their life, and if that's what you... If that's the decision you came to as a fucking family, that is the decision you came to as a fucking family.
It's so hard sometimes, though, when you see, like, these guys who... Like, I used to love Robert De Niro, and then it's just... He's turned so into... And again, it's not...
He's got one.
Is he?
He's got a daughter son.
But that's what's so crazy is like how they. Who's the one who has all three kids are trans?
Oh fuck! Not Angelina Jolie. Somebody. But, yeah.
Like, all our kids are imports.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Which was 15 years ago, crazy. People were like, they have Chinese kids.
Yeah.
That was a crazy thing.
Well, also because they kept tacking them on. They got like 8 of them or something
like
that.
Well, I don't know. Again, yeah, you're right. It's not my kids, not my thing. But it's also too, like, some people are like.
Yeah, moving. 3 for 3 is a little nuts.
But also, a lot of these people are moving, are influencing culture. So I do think it is detrimental to be someone who can influence culture. That's why I don't, like, really talk about political shit and stuff. Like, not that I'm influencing culture, but, you know, I don't want to be in this game.
I gotcha.
No.
Let's completely say we are three morons.
Yeah.
Who barely know what we're speaking about.
Yeah.
But we're having fun and making each other giggle on the internet.
Yeah.
But also too, we're against making your kid be trans.
Making yes.
Yeah.
Well, but, of course.
But that's what I'm saying. Like,
we're rushing it. And to be completely honest with you. I don't like the whole hormone blocker thing.
That's crazy. The hormone blocker thing's crazy.
I have a friend who I've worked with a bunch, and she has been trans as long as I've known her. Yeah. She's been trans, according to her, she's known she's a girl since she's like 6 years old.
Yeah. Yep.
And hasn't quite nailed it, but very nice, creative, talented person.
Yeah.
And
there's
she'll post
wobbling
shit.
On the.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
but
not.
But they landed.
Yeah,
it was a little
wobbly. Yeah, I mean, there's turbulence, but the flight's going to the right path.
Yeah,
and she'll just fucking get a bug up her ass and post shit where it's like, don't name your baby something gender neutral so they can decide.
That's crazy.
Where I'm like, get the fuck out, like, lady.
Well,
chill on that.
It's like how we're talking about a percentage of the population that's like, so we all need to like, we're talking about like the. Less people in than fucking watch the NFL. Like,
yeah,
it's like
so. I don't want to take shots publicly about comedians, but some people in this industry, anything and everything to be successful. And there was a spat between Schultz called out the comedian because this comedian was talking shit about Schultz, and then apparently Schultz confronted him at the Comedy Cellar. The comedian apologized. And then went back to talking shit on the internet.
No way. Fucking, pussy.
Yeah, such a pussy, such a weasel.
Yeah, that's pussy.
And it's like anything, like you really, are you really? Now, you can look at it like, oh, we're in this thing, right? Like, you know, we're just jerk-offs on the internet trying to do laughs and maybe it's creating entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
But at least like,
is this
wrestling or is this not wrestling?
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing here? Because if it is wrestling, I kind of understand. But at least then me and you have this agreement. You come after me, I come after you.
Yes.
But that's what we're going to do.
Yeah, and then in private where we're doing whatever. Yeah, but
don't have this thing like where you're like going to be a... One, call out a guy who's, you know, probably had so much for whatever you're doing right now is because of guys like Schultz who was like probably taking some stray bullets for him being... on the internet doing like 100 grandiose things and becoming really successful in his own model.
I mean, we're all doing subtitled crowd work clips because
and making big production, like even the guys doing sketches, like you're now making these big productions. But then this one guy who's like literally like willing to do anything, like it's just a weird thing about Hollywood. And it the whole point was like, are you that sick in the head where you're going to like, I don't know. Are you doing it because you really are open-minded, or are you really doing it because it's a Hollywood bump?
And
that's what I always think about people in this. I'm like, this is not my business, but fuck, I am curious about who's around me now.
I get you. And then plus, if you fight Schultz, did he get his Street Fighter training yet?
Yeah, true.
Well, he's got to be Dan.
He's Dan. Yeah, he's Dan in the Street Fighter.
That is an odd casting choice.
I thought it was great, dude. Dan's a joke character. Casting a comedian, I think, makes sense for that role.
Those things that looks like the whole movie stunt casting. And I'm like, I think this is going to suck. Dude.
Oh, really?
Well, who else got casted? I don't really know the rest of the cast, but they got...
Shannon, bring up the Street Fighter. It's Cody Rhodes as Guile.
Okay, yeah.
Jason Momoa, I think, is Blanca.
Blanca. I don't hate that.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Andrew, another rest. Oh, 50 Cent is Balrog.
Oh, yeah. I did,
which
that.
I'm fine with.
He's a great actor. 50 Cent's amazing.
Yeah, Roman Reigns is Akira. And then a bunch of.
You think this is bad? This is pretty badass.
David, the guy from Late Night with the Devil is M. Bison.
Oh, he's Bison? He's tiny though. He's a tiny guy. Bison's kind of
yo. Man, he has such a great look.
Maybe they beef him up.
Wait, did you know in Japan the names are switched between? I think it's Balrog and Bison.
And Bison, yeah, because
which makes sense because so Balrog was supposed to be Mike Tyson.
Yeah,
but they couldn't name him that, so he's M. Bison.
Yeah,
but then they switched the names when they came to America.
Yeah. No, they were worried about him getting like some sort of legal stuff, or yeah. It might have been post a Mike Tyson rape, and so then they
that
switched.
That might have been that'll do it.
Yeah, so like we got to do a rebrand on this. But Shannon, bring that back up. Who else is on this thing? Who are they playing though? I want
to
see.
There's definitely a chart with them next to each person.
Because so far I don't hate it, but you think it's all just about like stunt movies?
It seems like way too many.
Share this.
Yeah. It seems like way too many. So what I liked about the new Mortal Kombat was they didn't bring everybody in right away.
I don't know who this dude is.
Yeah, I don't know who these guys
are. Is this the first Street Fighter?
There's the first one in a long time.
They made one with Raul Julia in the 90s.
And it actually kind of rips. It's kind of shitty. And Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Jean-Claude Van Damme is guy. Right. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Look at it.
Yeah, that's a good casting. Besides Blanca.
That's good.
Yeah, yeah. They do shit with the hair and stuff. 50 Cent is M. Bison. Yeah. I don't know who that is. Yeah. Andrew Schultz.
Yeah.
I like the Andrew Schultz. Dan casting. And then Roman Reigns is Akuma.
I called him Akira because I'm an idiot.
No, it's all good. I don't hate it. I think packing it with wrestlers and stuff, it is a movie that.
Oh, and Lena Dunham as E. Honda.
The fighting scenes are going to probably be amazing.
Yeah,
the
they're probably going to be like fucking jet. Like they're going to go nuts.
Yeah, and I'm so anti those kind of movies, but I would see that.
It's supposed to be a little slapsticky. It's supposed to be over
That's
the top.
Cool.
It's supposed to be like a dumb action movie.
Yeah.
Like it's like what's that fucking one where they all have guns and it's
MacGruber? I love MacGruber.
Not MacGruber.
MacGruber is hilarious.
MacGruber
is
great.
They did that with this, that would be amazing.
Yeah, I think it's going to be silly.
Are you thinking Fast and Furious?
No, the one, it's like the Incorrigibles or the
Invulnerables. Oh,
I know what you're talking
about. Yeah, and it's like every action movie ever and they all have huge guns.
Yes, the Expendables.
Expendables.
Yeah, that was great. With all the guys like Schwarz. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
like, that was amazing.
That's kind of what this should feel like. It's like an ensemble movie, but with martial arts rather than guns.
Massive budget,
yeah.
I assume.
Yeah, and I bet a lot of the characters are pretty sigh. Like, I'm sure it's going to be one person's story, and they'll cut to, like, two people fighting.
What I really want out of this movie is I want them to do it similar to way like Japanese anime works, where like you'll have side characters.
They show
Chun-Li's
tits in the shower.
They show her tits, dude.
Is it the second Street Fighter anime? I remember being a kid and somebody gave me a Street Fighter anime, and Chun-Li just has a shower scene,
and you're like, yeah.
Full on soaping up the tits.
Really?
Fuck yeah, dude. Fuck yeah. But you need to have like full fight scenes, even with side characters. Don't only give me fights that is. Fucking Ryu fighting this guy. I want to see Blanca fight M. Bison. I want to see M. Bison fight that fucking dude with the mask.
You think
there's
a big brawl at the end?
There definitely is going to be like some street brawls and stuff like that. Some out of the tournament fights and shit.
So what's this? Yeah. So the story is based off a tournament.
Yes, it's kind of the idea is it's all the greatest fighters with their unique styles from all over the world coming to one.
Kind
place
of what UFC
fight.
Started as.
Yes,
that's pretty cool.
The original
this
UFC
could be like
was
amazing.
Kind of, UFC was kind of billed as like the first fight ever was like a kickboxer versus like a big sumo guy. I mean, and this is just Zach's preference, but I mean, if at the end of this one, Capcom people start showing up,
yeah,
I will shit a brick.
They might, dude. They might. They'll definitely tease the next one and be like, oh, who's our next fighter? You're going to see like Cammy or someone. You're going to see someone slutty and shit.
Yeah.
You got to have a few slutty people.
Just fucking Mega Man drops out of the sky.
Yeah.
See, the problem with these, the trend now is this is the beginning of
a franchise
of 20,000.
You know what? Yeah. I thought the Mario movie did it really good.
Mario
movie's
really? Great. Yeah,
it didn't feel forced.
Yeah.
It felt like, oh, this is this universe and all this makes sense.
Yeah. I'm an old soul, but I like No Country for Old Men and Dallas Buyers Club.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Some
well,
good.
Because I'm sure that you connect with one of those.
But I mean, that's I don't like
no bookings for old men.
No bookings.
And AIDS the movie. Yeah, I wonder why.
Man, it just I hate going to movies now.
Yeah, no,
it's tough to find something I like.
There's good stuff here and there. What was the last good one?
Did you guys see the new 4D
up?
Movie theater that's in Albuquerque?
No.
Shannon, can you Google it real quick?
That's pretty cool.
It looks like a fucking roller coaster.
Yeah. Really?
It looks bonkers. Okay. I would love to do this.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah.
It looks like
Albuquerque.
The Alien Invasion ride. Remember the old Alien Invasion ride from Disney Alien Experiment? They shut it down because it scared the shit out of people.
Oh no!
And they reopened it as a Lilo and Stitch ride.
Oh yeah,
but it used to be, I remember going on it.
Yeah,
and it's like you're part of like you're watching an alien experiment.
Yeah,
and then the thing fills with smoke.
And it's that's like pretty on cool. The loose.
And the alien's on the loose, but it's got it like blows like in your ear or like it drools on you.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
And people were like, it was way too scary for Disney.
Yeah, yeah.
So they closed it and reopened it, and now it's the same ride. But it's Stitch.
Yeah.
And so, he gets out.
Dude.
Okay, so it's a little bit cute.
Fucking Shannon, did you find this 4D theater in Albuquerque?
Yeah, I found like, a stupid short that kind of shows some of it. Hold on, it's going to go 1 second.
Ooh. I fuck with that.
Yeah, so like everything shakes. They got fog. They got water. I would love that. I would totally. I mean, I love gimmicky shit.
Yeah.
I love those old like what they did like the Tingler. And they would put so that was like an old, not Grindhouse, but like an old timey horror movie thing.
Yeah.
So they would have like a skeleton that flew over the crowd.
Yeah.
And, or they did like Smell-O-Vision.
Yeah.
Where you
yeah.
got a card and you could scratch and it would smell like whatever the happening in the movie.
Yeah.
And then one was the Tingler, and it was supposed to be like an electrocution, but they only rigged some of the seats.
Yeah.
But it was like Pavlovian. So everyone would pretend like they got one of the seats that had it.
Yeah.
Dude. When in reality, I think it was like 10 people out of the whole crowd.
God actually got tingled. Yeah.
But I'm a sucker for gimmicks like that.
Yeah.
All right, let's do one or two things before we get out of here. Yeah, soon. Yeah, I won't keep you much longer. Hey, I watched a man tell a silly story, and I thought we could watch it here. Rochester man tells a wild story about seeing a mountain lion.
Okay, let's check it.
Store, you know, going through my little routes, get my couple little snacks and stuff. And all of a sudden, I'm on the side over here, and I just see people running and stuff. And I'm like, what's going on? I ain't know what was going on, you know? I was
pause.
Like, little...
What university is this zoologist from, Shannon? what's his official title? Nothing? Okay.
I'm nervous. Next thing I know, I just kept walking. I see mad people after I see the people run, I just see some big shit just walking, just right over here, right here by the bush. It went right over there. I swear, I promise, it went right over there. They just, it said, rah! And I just kept walking. I seen it. So in my head, I'm like, nah, I gotta go, man. I'm out. I ain't about to play with nobody. They probably done seen it right now, so I don't know what's going on, but. And all I heard is people running and coming back this way, like, oh. I'm like, what the hell? So I just kept walking, minding my business, and I keep coming down the street, and I just see some big just keep just. I'm like, oh! I'm out. I just left. I'm gone.
You know how many people had to hear this fucking story? How many people just had to politely sit at a barbecue?
And just hear the Martin Lowry story.
Wait, he's gonna do the round now.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, that's the best part of the bit. That's the
how
best
big
part.
Are mountain lions, Shannon?
300 pounds.
Wow.
Because we've had the back when in a former incarnation of the show, we once got in a large argument about whether or not we could fight a moose.
Oh,
and I was pro moose. I said Moose is going to fuck us up.
Yeah,
I
would think Moose it would fuck fucking you up. Kill you.
And then we had to explain to my lovely co-host, Luis J. Gomez, who congratulations on your taping in Tampa. Heard everything. Was awesome. Very proud of you. Lou's like, he thought he could choke out a moose.
No.
I don't think you get your arms around a moose's neck.
I don't know. The amount of like PSI it would take to choke out a moose is crazy. Yeah.
And
dude,
I brought to the table the story of there was a woman who they thought had been beaten and raped to death in the woods. And it was a moose attack because the moose had stomped to the point where all her clothes shredded off of her.
Yeah. Dude, like, because if you're holding the moose's neck, it's thrashing.
Yeah.
Like, it's like.
Yeah, you're going for a ride. You're going,
yeah.
So how big is
bigger than a bull.
How big is this mountain lion, Jen?
So they're about 120 to 160 pounds. This is maybe for scale.
Oh yeah, that would fuck us up.
Oh, mountain lion would kill you.
But it's 8 feet long.
Don't bobcats fuck you up, right?
A bobcat can fuck you up. There was one dude who killed a mountain lion with his bare hands. Do you remember that?
Joe Rogan. Yes.
Yeah. It was some dude somewhere, and he choked it out.
I believe it, but I feel like 8 feet is too much. That's too much to handle.
It fucked him up. It fucked him up. But he killed it, and he got.
You have to like probably like get its eyes.
Yeah. I do got to bounce.
Let's get out of here. Yeah. All right, guys. Thank you so much for your time. This is Zach Amigo's Morning Zoo. Support these boys, and hey, we will catch you on Wednesday. Bye bye.
That was great, buddy. Thank you.
Yeah.
No sleeping in. Noon is morning time to him. Pop a bagel, chug it down, just like your favorite. Join the crew. It's Zach Amigo's Morning Zoo. It's Zach Amigo's